Hey, this is Taylor.
This is Jake.
And this is Dan.
And this is Unicorn Finders, where we are on the search to illuminate the elusive unicorn factor in everyday people, businesses, and relationships. Hope you enjoy.
All righty. We are back, fam. The boys are back. Dan, it's good to see you, buddy.
Well, I mean, you're back.
I'm back.
I mean, it's a Globetrotter.
I know. My schedule has made me tired over the last few weeks. So it's good to be back at my house. It's good to be back eating right. But it's good to be back. Good. So for those of you tuning in, welcome to another edition of the Unicorn Finders with Dan Thompson. I'm very excited to hang out with Dave Castro. For those of you who may follow kind of my endeavors, you're like, well, Dave looks familiar. It's because Dave was on Startup Nash. So Dave is a Nashvillean. He lives in Nashville. And so we had him on Startup Nash. And so Startup Nash, for those of you, so that's a little bit more around specifically the founders. We dove into David's background, what makes him tick, his secret sauce when it comes to obviously scaling businesses. So I was like, hey, listen, come on Unicorn Finders. Let's specifically talk about Icebreaker. So I'm super pumped about this, especially from one introvert to another. You know, I think it's going to be a great app. I do want to give a quick overview of what this thing is, right? Because we've been off for a few weeks. And then if you're like, what is this thing? So this is a podcast started by me and Dan back in 2020. So we have been at this thing for 4 years, literally, I think 4 years this month. And so our focus is to bring on companies doing really cool shit that you probably haven't heard of yet. That's really the official. I'm calling it the official slogan now. I used to call it the unofficial slogan. That is the official slogan. So excited to have Dave on. Dave, let's go ahead and dive in, man. Let's give the people what they want. Just quick background about who you real fast, and then let's dive into the app.
Yeah. So I started off my white collar career, I guess, my official career in sales. And gosh, had, you know, 20 years ago, I guess. And just software sales, to be honest with you. I was like the first salesperson hired with the owner's wife and black Labrador retriever in the basement type thing. And I say owner's wife, but she was an owner too, so she's a baller. But anyway, we had a great time. Phenomenal. Honestly, she was a huge mentor for me over the next couple of years. And then that company got bought, and so that kind of really, I started making good money in software sales. I'd actually gone to school originally wanting to build software, but back then the guys who were teaching it were literally just the doers. They were not, you know, talented in teaching. And I was like, I cannot do this for 4 years. This is brutal. So I kind of pivoted to like general studies and marketing, but anyway, I made a bunch of money, ended up moving down here to Nashville for a family, you know, reasons. And then just decided, man, it's time to get into entrepreneurship. I was kind of out of that DC area where I had grown up, a lot of opportunities there in software and enterprise software sales where I had done my career. And it wasn't the same down here in Nashville, when I moved down here. Started that, built a healthcare, software, enterprise software product with a friend of mine. And that went really well. My friend, I kind of moved out of operational, and he, you know, took it to acquisition. So I got a nice exit out of that from my position there. And then I've done a couple things, but you know, here I am. Always been in networking. Always been, you know, moving to the next thing, moving to the next area, and meeting new people. And this was something that has probably been brewing subconsciously for a long time. And it's called Icebreaker, and I'm super excited about it.
That's awesome. All right, so let's talk about Icebreaker. High level, what is it? What does it do? And then I'll let Dan ask questions after this.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's Icebreaker. It's spelled differently. It's Icebreaker.com, which you can see there on the screen. It's a connection utility. So what that means is that when you have the app on, you can have the screen off and have the app running in the background. But when you have the app on, other Icebreaker users who are within about eyeball distance, you know, I don't know, like 50, 60 meters, they'll drop onto your discovery screen. It's completely organic. It's not using GPS. So it works inside the mall, the conferences, you name it. And what that means is, and I always say this, your connections are equal to your projections. So what you say about yourself is going to give you that value and give other people value when you're in a networking context. So if you have things in there that you want people to know about yourself, put that in there. And what happens is there's when you're onboarding, it gives you the option to put a couple keywords for who your ideal connection is. I say don't put more than three, because if you took too many flags, everybody's flagged and then it's not useful. So one to two is probably ideal. Just get your ideal connections there so you can prioritize, you know, identifying them around you, going up, making that introduction, saying, hey, prioritizing that, and then just relax, no more angst, no more stress, and have a conversation with everybody else in the room. And there is serendipity. You're going to meet some cool people. You're going to have great conversations. You might meet some other people that you didn't know, you know, hey, they used to work somewhere else, or their wife or their husband or whatever works somewhere, you know, and it would be a good connection for you. And you wouldn't have known that if you hadn't had that conversation. But if you can prioritize those people that you know are, you know, ideal for what you're looking for your project or your life, your career at the moment, that's fantastic. Great for if you're looking for a gig, you know, looking for a partner, clients, investors, you name it. So I'd love to be at South by Southwest next year. I got to be honest with you.
I love it.
Throw that out there.
Taylor, you have the hookup on South by Southwest, right? I think you just called South by if you've already been there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Revealed myself there. I love it.
Yeah. Hey, don't worry. You know, we're not part of the cool kids, David. So let's chat about the uncool kids club over here. So we go to an event. We set up a profile. Can you talk to us a little bit about what somebody might put in their profile? I know you said one or two or three things that are potentially in there, but, and I know you have the app potentially ready to go where you can share it with us, but talk to us a little bit about the user experience when they log on to the app. And then ultimately when they're at an event, obviously we can look to see who might be there. Does it ping you if maybe you're in close proximity of somebody? Did talk to you a little bit about the mechanics of how the app works.
For sure. And, for whatever reason, I hadn't anticipated like a demo, so I don't have like a bunch of things. Sure. But I can show you a screen and
if you want to go ahead.
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right, how do I?
At the bottom, it says present. I think for you, I don't know if it says present for you.
Oh yeah, I got it.
Yeah, click that.
Share screen.
That's and then I think I'm gonna have to bring it up on my end.
Okay, yeah, it's always dangerous when you share a screen. I tried to exit out of everything. All right. I think it's choosing that. I cannot tell. I'll just do entire screen. The heck. Yeah, it's not let MIDI select.
It's not letting you select anything?
For some reason, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, wait a minute. It doesn't show that it was selected.
Correct. Yeah. But I have to do it now.
There we go. Working out technical difficulties. Bear with us, folks.
I love it. Here we go.
So if you were to hop in right now, this is the demo virtual room. This is open, public. Everybody's in here. So some people are going to get some airtime. Most folks, we just put a new release out. And so I haven't. Yeah, I used to go in there and I pull them out. I was like, hey, I told my developer, we got to run a script to pull them out every time we upload a new release. So we don't have to manually do it. But this is the discovery screen. If you see up here, here's the green man here. If any of these people were nearby me, this would be a green man. So anybody who's nearby in this list, think of it as like a live registration list, right? So I could scroll through here and everybody who's coming to this event would be here. It's awesome. Okay. Pre-event, people start cascading in here and you can see who's coming. I can go in here and type a search word and it'll like shuffle who's there, right? So I can... people come from my city, people come from my department, whatever it might be. Cool. And then this filter button allows you to set up permanently, you know, semi-permanent, whatever it is, right? You're like I have my ideal connections that are probably going to be my ideal connections for a long time. And so if I just put that in there, they'll always, you know, if there's somebody in there that matches, it'll highlight this and bring them to the top. And then here is my profile.
So I still have a question. So go back to the main screen. So when you're at an event, like, is the idea for this app to where you can kind of low key have a conversation before you go up and meet a person? Like what, like, cause the way I'm kind of interpreting it, like I could message Elizabeth and be like, hey, saw, you know, you're at the event. You know, I see you have similar interests to me. Like, let's just make up, like, you know, you're passionate about placing software engineers for jobs. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hang out with you. Is that possible, or am I missing kind of the purpose of this app?
It is possible. Okay. So the intent of the app is to enable folks to make those connections, right? We're here to facilitate connections. Gotcha. And what that means is, how would you want to use it? I try to be as least prescriptive as possible.
Sure.
Because that's the thing that bothers me about what I use every day in a lot of different apps, both desktop mm-hmm. and mobile apps, is I really don't want, and you can, you know, your mind will start thinking about the different apps. I'm not going to call them out, but it feels like you're up at a sushi bar and you're waiting for your dish, the right dish to come by. And you're just like, nope, not that one. Nope, not that one. So there's, what you really want to do is you want to walk to the back and then just pick the one that you want off the shelf. And so with Icebreaker, it enables you to do that in terms of connecting with your ideal person. Like I know who I'm trying to connect with and I'm going to see if they're here. And if they're here, I'm going to go up and say hi to them. Right. And so what some people will do is they'll just have the screen off, the app will be running in the background, and with their, you know, hints here, you put a keyword in here. Let me see if I'll just do Google. Saw that already.
So if I want to connect with people from Google,
boom. So if I had my screen off, and obviously they're not nearby me, this is a Google Play Store tester, but, if I had my screen off and they walked into the room or I walked into the room, right, this globe here would have been a green man and it would have notified me.
So then when it notifies you, what's next?
Oh, well, at first you're like, okay, there's somebody here that, I need to connect with that, you know, mm-hmm. meets my match hints. And then there's not going to be anything in this profile, but you'd obviously pull your phone out, open your screen. You know, you get open the app or navigate to the app screen and then look at the person's profile, which again, it's a tester, so there's nothing in here. But right. I showed you mine. So mm-hmm. this is what mine would look like. Okay. So you look at it and be like, ah, okay, that's why it notified me. And then I look around and I say, oh, there's David. Let me go say hi. And I have some reasons right, that I want to go say hi to him. And honestly, that is what Icebreaker is there. It's not so that you can go up and say, hey, I know all about you. It's like, hey, I'm David, you know, and you start that conversation, but you say, hey, so are you in software by any chance or whatever? Hey, I saw you on the Icebreaker, you know, be normal, be natural. Don't, you know, pretend like you've got a crystal ball.
Right. Is it going to be conference planners, things of that nature that try to integrate this into their event, or is this more of an individualized? Because I know that you said that you could use it outside of the event, obviously, if it's running, but who's the target audience for adoption?
Great question. So event hosts, definitely. And, you know, it's a no-brainer solution. So if I click here, this could be the agenda for the event. You know, it could be your sponsors. It could be communications. You could have links in here to your workbook or whatever it might be. You could have, this is one of one, right? So every 15 seconds, you know, it could slide to your next sponsor. So you can monetize it as an event host or as an event planner. You know, your breakout sessions could have, you know, their own, you know, descriptions and ads and directions. So, event hosts, event planners, 100%. And then as a digital business card, it's powerful as well. I'm hesitant to click on that one just because, you know, it's got my actual, contact info information.
On it. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I don't know, maybe, I'm feeling more and more, froggy as they say, as the old guys used to say, about putting it out there. But yeah, this got a digital business card that by April, we're doing another drop. The UI is going to be, you know, have some, you know, obvious, you know, improvements, and the digital business card is going to be rivaling other things on the market. That's a huge market. Okay. And there's so many, you know, players in there, but because of everything else we're doing, I think we have a really compelling, powerful solution, which actually had a group, membership group that wants to API this in, which that's something we can do as well. So it's, I'm trying to be Prometheus and bring fire to the people. And as a connection utility, wherever you are, we're all on a web meeting right now. Now, if we had clicked an event, an icebreaker event link, and there was, you know, 20 other people in this room, we would all show up on this screen here. And then all the things that we just talked about would be valid and useful, right? If my ideal connection was this guy here in this web meeting, he would come up here. Now I don't have to search through the chat box, look for his stuff. You know what I mean? It's whatever context you're in, it's a phenomenal utility for doing that. I will tell you one last thing. Research shows that when there's a sense of community, when there's a sense of tribe and that type of thing, people are more interested or more apt to both listen and receive what the speaker, the person on stage, is saying. And also they're more apt to buy, you know, to be a part, to so in terms of creating that community, in terms of like offers from the stage and those type of things, you know, if you have something that's truly bringing that connection ambiance, your vibe at the event is going to be different, and also your conversions from stage or for going to hey, sign up for the next event, you know, click on this, you know, up here, you know, your whatever it is, right, with your link to sign up for 20% off or whatever the next event is better too. So again, the goal is providing value to users and attendees, and then event hosts and community membership organizations can dip into that value, dip into that stream. Again, everybody's here to add value to each other, to people, to attendees, to users, right? That's what event hosts are monetizing. And so my goal is to maximize their value, because most folks, when they get to attend, they attend these things these days, they already have the books and the YouTubes and the podcasts and so on. They're not necessarily going there just to meet the speaker. Primarily, I would say, from what I find, is that they're there to meet people that are their tribe, and amongst them, their ideal connections within that tribe. And so all that stuff brings their eyeballs to this app for the reasons I mentioned.
I love it.
That's awesome. It's awesome.
Danny, you got anything else?
I don't think so. I think you did a great job. It's a really cool app, and look forward to watching you guys and your continued success.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Awesome. Well, David, any last updates you want to share with the crew before we wrap it up here?
No, I would just like to, you know, thanks for coming on, and appreciate the folks hopping into the demo, public demo room for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Put
people on the spot.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, David, thank you again, man. We appreciate it. I will keep you updated. Oop, accidentally kicked David out.
Oh, man.
I meant to kick his screen out, but David, you're watching. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So Dan, what are your thoughts, man? What are your thoughts on this app?
Yeah. I mean, obviously a lot of people go to conferences to meet, you know, certain types of individuals. You know, I think it's a cool idea. You know, I know that there's a number of apps that are out there. This one seems to be among the better that I've seen from a user interface perspective and an ability to connect and get to know somebody. There's some cool technology. I know he's talking about some patent pending stuff, I think, before we got started. So I think that there's some cool things in there. I think, again, you know, I think these things go around about adaptability and adoption from individuals, right? And the data that's in there is only as good as the data people put in there, right? So, you know, I think for a large event, right, it could be incredible, right? Like, so I swung over to the HIMSS conference, which is a healthcare information.
About that.
Saw Jake there. So they have 32,000 people at that event, right? That's like the crazy idea of being able to sort through that amount of people and find who you want would be impossible, right? So an app like this, in my opinion, could be helpful in that regard.
Yep.
Sorting through and trying to find 32,000 of those 32,000 people who you want to meet with would be tedious, but trying to find them on your own would be even more tedious, right? So I don't know how you solve that problem. But I mean, I think on paper, it seems like a cool idea. Being able to get value out of a conference, in my opinion, is something that we as a society need to do a better job of how do we connect to people that are going and spending a bunch of money. Sometimes I feel like these conferences are a cash grab, anything to help people get meaningful relationships and get the value out of that conference, I think could be huge.
I think another thing too is, and David, if you're still watching, I think when I went to South By, there was an app that did very well. It was called Saturday, and it's a very similar app to Icebreaker. I would say they're in the same vein of this networking thing. I want to try to bring the Saturday founder on. I messaged with him, but the biggest thing is I think it's important to know who's at a conference, but, and David, you may have this, if you're watching this, you may have this on the app and we just didn't get to it. And that's my fault. But how do you kind of like star people you met or you want to meet for after the conference? Like, is there a screen? Is there a way where you can be like, 'cause again, going to South By, I've met so many people. And it's like, if I could channel everything through the app, as you and I both know, with follow-up when you're in business, it's all about follow-up and who did you talk to? It would be almost awesome to like, because everybody scans your LinkedIn code, your QR code, right, to connect with you.
Right.
It would be really cool to maybe just scan your Icebreaker code and like drop all your contacts. You can start a project in Icebreaker, go South By 2024, and then just start connecting with people. So that way, when your business, when your manager goes, all right, Taylor, who did you meet at South By? You could export that. You can export that thing.
That list. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's a great idea. I think it'd be cool on the inverse too. And I know that this is super data intensive, right? But to be able to update your LinkedIn connections into the app and say, who do I know that's going to be at this conference? Right. And, you know, if somebody's already on the app logged in, obviously, you know, there's some probably technical challenges that come with that with email addresses and everything else. But regardless, it'd be cool if you could pull that data, from your LinkedIn and saying, hey, I'm going to this, you know, I'm going to South By Southwest. I've never been, so I can't call it South By. So going to South By Southwest, who do I know that might be there and who's registered? Because, you know, obviously LinkedIn is great and a lot of people are connected to people that maybe they chat with once, or maybe they never chatted with, but there's an opportunity and there's obviously some likely professional congruency there. Right. So that would be a cool way to use the app. But again, I know that storing all of that data is not cheap. Sounds like he's bootstrapping too. So,
and I kind of hinted at this when I was talking to David, like I would like a chat feature to help. So like, again, going to South By, thinking about it, like you would message all these people and you'd be like, yo, let's grab breakfast. And like you can like build rapport with them before you meet them. And I think that would be cool. Right. So I could search keywords like, so if I was using Icebreaker at South By, I would love to be like, all right, I'm going to plug in all, I'm going to go to colleges and I'm going to check if anybody has gone to University of South Carolina here. So then I could reach out to all the people that went to the University of South Carolina and be like, yo, I'm at South By. Let's do a USC meetup. I don't know.
Right.
That USC would be really, really cool, where you could pretty much start the conversations of the event before the event.
Yeah. No, I think that that would be an incredible way to get started. And again, I think this is all about maximum yield for your utility, right? So if you're on the app, you update your profile, and you're ultimately connected to the individuals that you want to connect with, or you find, you know, those keywords that you're looking for, being able to start those conversations about setting up a time and like maybe you could API into a calendar, right? And you could schedule through the app and saying, hey, at 10:15 between these events, we're going to meet at this place, right? Or, hey, follow up with this person, you know, after the happy hour about dinner, right? So like, I think being able to use it to tie into the different avenues and pathways that, that people are using, you know, their phone and social media to be able to continue to connect and stay in touch both before, during, and after is huge. I mean, again, I think that there's a lot of utility. I think that there's still so much greenfield in terms of the way conferences and events connect people. Sometimes I feel like they don't care about connecting people as much as they care about making money to pay speakers and have an event, right? And so those that I think embrace it, embrace the stickiness into that event for the future, right? If I know that I'm going to go to this event and we were able to close five business deals, or we were able to meet four engineers that we later hired, or whatever it might be, to create that connection, that now I know when I go to this event because of this app or, you know, similar app like it, I can find that utility and I can prove, hey, you know, my manager says that we can't go to this event this year, it's not in the budget. Well, hey, last year we met, you know, 10 people. We ended up closing deals with four of them that brought in X revenue. It would behoove us to do that again, right? So I think that there's a lot of congruencies there. I think it's just a matter of being able to tie into some of the other apps that we use in life to make it even simpler or stickier with an individual. Because the last thing you'd want to do is to go on the app, update it, and then ultimately, you know, kind of lose the, you know, the relationships are not being able to build off of them because, you know, you go to a huge conference, it'd be impossible to sort through 30,000 people.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Well, Dan,
cool.
It's good hanging, buddy. Time flies.
Cool app. Excited to hear more.
Awesome. Well, see you guys. We will be back next week. Dan and I will do a solo show. And then the following week we have another guest. Woo! So we're going to start seeing more guests. Going to start bringing on a bunch of people I met at South By. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So y'all have a good one. Thank you again for hanging out with us at Unicorn Finders this morning. And we'll see y'all next week. Peace.